The Killings at Badger's Drift by Caroline Graham. Read by Hugh Ross. An appetite, an universal wolf, so doubly seconded with will and power, must make perforce an universal prey, and last eat up himself. Troilus and Cressida, Act 1, Scene 3. Prologue. She had been walking in the woods just before tea-time when she saw them. Walking very quietly, although that had not been her intention. It was just that the spongy underlay of leaf-mould and rotting vegetation muffled every footfall. The trees, tall and packed close together, also seemed to absorb sound. In one or two places, the sun pierced through the closely entwined branches, sending dazzling shafts of hard white light into the darkness below. Miss Simpson stepped in and out of these shining beams, peering at the ground. She was looking for the spurred coral root orchid. She and her friend, Lucy Bellringer, had discovered the first nearly 50 years ago when they were young women. 7 years had passed before it had surfaced again, and then it had been Lucy who'd spotted it, diving off into the undergrowth with a hoot of triumph. Their mock feud had developed from that day. Each summer they set out, sometimes separately, sometimes together, eager to find another specimen. Hopes high, eyes sharp, and notebooks and pencils at the ready, they stalked the dim beechwoods. Whoever spotted the plant first gave the loser, presumably as some sort of consolation prize, a spectacularly high tea. The orchid flowered rarely, and due to an elaborate system...